Hi, good morning.
Good
Hi, good
morning.
morning.
I have the patient's daughter, Daleen Hughes. The portal ID is 572388.
Right, 7. Darlene Hughes. Okay, no problem. You can go ahead.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Mihaela from the clinical department. In order to schedule the appointment for home health aid services, I have the earliest availability for the next Monday, day 16.
Yes, that is great.
I have between 11 and 1 or 1 to 3 or 3 to 5.
11 and 5.
11 to 1, okay. And I need to confirm the address, please.
Yes, 2843 North 12th Street, first floor apartment, Philadelphia, PA, 19133.
Can you repeat the zip code?
19133.
And the street?
North 12th Street.
Okay. I have it. And do you take medication?
Does she take medication?
Yes.
Yes.
I need the pharmacy number for the medication list, please.
Okay. Right now, she don't have a place that she go to because she was everywhere, but it will be at Walgreens. For future reference.
Oh, Walgreens? They
Yeah.
have the medication list of her?
No, they don't. I will have to get you a list Thursday. She have a doctor's appointment Thursday.
On Thursday. Okay, so no problem. I will send you a text message, and if it's possible for you, you can reply to us to the medication list. Only the active one with the name and dosage. Also, if you have a picture, it's okay for us. And does she have any other insurance apart of Medicaid or only Medicaid?
Yes. Only Medicaid.
Only
she has,
Medicaid.
She has
mm-hmm.
Medicare. She has Medicare,
right?
Well,
Medicare. Sorry, yes, Medicare. Say
No,
A and
I put in the insurance ID, Medicare.
Oh, that's perfect. If you can let it in the notes, perfect. Thank you so much. So for the next Monday, day 16, between 11 and 1, the clinician will contact you. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So right now we have the telehealth doctor scheduled for the PCP form, so that's actually great. And
okay.
In the meantime, as I said, the two assessments, the PCP form, also financial verification that a county would request. So for that one, what is the income of the patient? Does the patient have Social Security income?
Social Security, I think she gets 311.
Okay, so they have Social
mm-hmm.
Security income. So the county would want to verify how much she's getting, the gross amount. So the patient should have received a Social Security award letter. That's how it's called. It's stating the patient gets so and so per month. So if
okay,
you can
so she would need a award letter from SSI and also a award letter from the VA.
She's getting a VA benefit.
She did a she did pension. She's a widow of a veteran.
So she gets pension. So she will need a pension letter also for the VA.
That's
the company will require. Okay, and how does the money goes into any bank account? Does she have any bank accounts?
No.
She doesn't have any bank accounts, so she's getting
no.
it by check, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, so then they wouldn't need any other verifications, so just the pension letter and the SSI award letter. So
yes,
this will be for the verification. So once the county has everything and they determine financial eligibility, they will let you know within 45 days. That's the time frame. Might take a little bit, quicker. They will let you know if the patient is approved, if anything is missing, and so forth. Once the patient is approved for the waiver, they will assign an insurance company, insurance organization that they will.
So it would take 45 days for my mom to get assistance.
So the whole process might take up to 2 months. But it all
because right now my mom cannot be left alone in the house. I have to still go to work to, you know, to pay for rent.
So look, if the process to get approved for home care for the waiver might take, as I said, six to eight weeks. So the whole process with every, you know, you have two assessments and you have Maximus approval. They send it into the county. The county takes their time. And then the insurance company sends down the service coordinator to assess how many hours they need.
Right.
So the whole process might, you know, everyone takes the time. So I would say it might take two months. But if you would want to do a private pay where you pay from your pocket until you get approved, we can find you an aid as well if you want to look into that.
Okay.
So private pay is the rate is $30 per hour, and there's a minimum of 12 hours, if that's interesting for you.
And who will be paying me, the company?
Yeah, so if you will pay us, we will pay the caregiver. We'll find you a caregiver, and we'll manage the case.
That's fine. I'll wait, because I don't want nobody to care for my mom. I want to care for my mother. I don't even know what to expect as far as care. I just need to take this to get the ball, all my ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can think about it. So just to go ahead with the procedure, so once the patient's approved for the waiver, the insurance will call and they will send a service coordinator, which will discuss how many hours you need, the patient needs, and who will be the caregiver? You will be the caregiver of your mom? Or
yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So then we'll all onboard you to be the caregiver, and you'll be ready to start care. So as I said,
okay.
The whole process might take up to 2 months, but it all depends, you know, if we are on top on it, you know, we're trying. I'll try to follow up with the county to ask them if anything is needed. It might take even quicker. I had sometimes 5 weeks, 6 weeks. So it's possible to get a little bit earlier.
Okay.
So
are you going to send me over to... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
So my name is Naftali. You can save my number into your contacts. I'll give you my direct number.
Okay, what is your number?
My number is 267-551-7445.
7455?
7445.
Say it again. 267.
267-551.
551.
7445.
7445.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So what did you want to ask? Go ahead, please.
You supposed to send me the form over so her doctors can fill it out? Because she got a doctor's appointment Thursday.
So actually, I can send you a form to give her the doctor, but if you want, the telehealth doctor can finish the appointment over the phone, so it doesn't have, I mean, to...
Oh, so I can call you once we're there, and then...
I can
you
send
go
you
for there like that.
I'll tell you why, because we use the telehealth doctor usually because most of the doctors don't know how to fill out the form that the patient should actually get approved.
Okay.
That's why we use the telehealth doctor. So they will call you at Monday, March 16th, between 11 to 1, and they will fill it out over the phone. It's about a 15-minute appointment.
Right, but her doctor's appointment Thursday. So were they going to call her doctor's office?
No. So they will call just the patient. They're like a doctor.
I thought the doctor needed to fill out a form.
So this telehealth doctor is a doctor, so they can fill out the form and state that the patient needs services. So they will accept it. It doesn't have to be their own doctor.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, as I said, the first assessment of the broker is something that you will schedule. I'll give you the broker's number to get started on that as well.
And what number is that?
So the number of the broker is 877-550-4227.
Okay.
So that's the broker's number. You tell them you want to apply for home care services, and they will they would also want to speak like together with the patient to confirm, you know, the date of birth and the name. But you can take over the telephone. Okay, it was nice speaking to you, and I will check in with you. Once you have the date of the first assessment, you can let me know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.